O God, be merciful to me, the sinner. O God, be merciful to me, the sinner. O God, be merciful to me, the sinner. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. Amen. Glory to you, our God, glory to you. O heavenly King, Consoler, Spirit of Truth, present in all places and filling all things, the treasury of blessings and the giver of life, come and dwell in us, cleanse us of all stain, and save our souls, O good one. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and always, and forever and ever. Amen. All Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, forgive us our sins. Master, pardon our transgressions. Holy One, look upon us and heal our infirmities for your name's sake. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and always, and forever and ever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and always, and forever and ever. Amen. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and always, and forever and ever. Amen. Come, let us worship God, our King, and bow down before him. Come, let us worship Christ, God, our King, and bow down before him. Come, let us worship Christ, our King and our God, and bow down before him. As we arise from sleep, we worship you, O good and powerful Lord, and to you we sing the angels' hymn, Holy, holy, holy are you, O God. Through the Mother of God, have mercy on us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Having raised me from bed and from sleep, O Lord, enlighten my mind and open my heart and lips to praise you, O Holy Trinity. Holy, holy, holy are you, O God. Through the Mother of God, have mercy on us. Now and always, and forever and ever. Amen. Suddenly the judge will come, and the deeds of each will be laid bare. But at midnight let us cry out with fear, Holy, holy, holy are you, O God. Through the Mother of God, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. As I rise from sleep, I thank you, O Holy Trinity, for through your great goodness and patience you were not angered with me, an idler and sinner, nor have you destroyed me in my sins, but have shown your usual love for man. And when I was prostrate in despair, you have raised me to keep the morning watch and glorify your power. And now enlighten my mind's eye and open my mouth to meditate on your words and understand your commandments and do your will and sing to you in heartfelt adoration and praise your most holy name, of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and always, forever and ever. Amen. Have mercy on me, O God, in the greatness of your love, in the abundance of your tender mercies, wipe out my offense. Wash me thoroughly from malice and cleanse me from sin. For I am well aware of my malice, and my sin is before me always. It is you alone I have offended. I have done what is evil in your sight. Wherefore you are just in your deeds and triumphant in your judgment. Behold, I was born in iniquities, and in sins my mother conceived me. But you are the lover of truth. You have shown me the depths and secrets of your wisdom. Wash me with hyssop, and I shall be pure. Cleanse me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear sounds of joy and feasting. The bones that were afflicted shall rejoice. Turn your face away from my offenses, and wipe off all my sins. A spotless heart create in me, O God. Renew a steadfast spirit in my breast. Cast me not afar from your face. Take not your blessed spirit out of me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and let your guiding spirit dwell in me. I will teach your ways to the sinners, and the wicked shall return to you. Deliver me from blood guilt, O God, my saving God, and my tongue will joyfully sing your justice. O Lord, you shall open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. Had you desired sacrifice, I would have offered it, but you will not be satisfied with whole burnt offerings. Sacrifice to God is a contrite spirit. A crushed and humbled heart God will not spurn. In your kindness, O Lord, be bountiful to Zion. May the walls of Jerusalem be restored. Then you will delight in just oblation, in sacrifice and whole burnt offerings. Then shall they offer calves upon your altar. I believe in one God, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one essence with the Father, through whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man, who was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, and suffered, was buried, who rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and is enthroned at the right hand of the Father, who will come again with glory to judge the living and the dead, and of whose kingdom there shall be no end. And in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who together with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke through the prophets. In one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church, I profess one baptism for the remission of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. O God, cleanse me, a sinner, for I have never done anything good in your sight. Deliver me from the evil one, and may your will be in me, that I may open my unworthy mouth without condemnation, and praise your holy name, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and always and forever and ever. Amen. Having arisen from sleep, I offer you, O Savior, the morning song, and I fall down and cry unto you. Grant me not to fall asleep in the death of sin, but have compassion on me, O you who were voluntarily crucified, and hasten to raise me, who am prostrate in idleness, and save me in prayer and intercession. And after the night's sleep, bless me with a sinless day, O Christ our God, and save me. Having arisen from sleep, I hasten to you, O Lord, lover of mankind, and by your loving kindness I strive to do your work, and I pray to you, help me at all times in everything, and deliver me from every evil thing of the world and every attack of the devil, and lead me into your eternal kingdom. For you are my Creator, the giver and provider of everything good, and all my hope is in you, and to you I send up glory, now and always and forever and ever. Amen. O Lord, who in your abundant goodness and your great compassion have granted me, your servant, to pass the time of this night without temptation of any opposing evil, Lord and Creator of all, by your true light and with an enlightened heart, grant me to do your will, now and always and forever and ever. Amen. Almighty Lord God, who receive from your heavenly powers the thrice holy hymn, receive also from me, your unworthy servant, this morning song, and grant me every year of my life and at every hour to send up glory to you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, now and always and forever and ever. Amen. Almighty Lord, God of powers and of all flesh, who dwell in the heights of heaven and look down upon all below, who plumb the depths of our hearts and minds and foreknow the secrets of men, eternal and ever-living light, in whom is no change nor shadow of variance. O immortal King, receive our prayers which at this hour we offer to you from unclean lips, trusting in the multitude of your mercies. Forgive all the sins we have committed in thought, word, or deed, knowingly or unknowingly. Cleanse us from all defilement of flesh and spirit, and make us temples of your Holy Spirit. Grant us to pass the whole night of this present life with watchful hearts and sober minds, eagerly awaiting the coming of the radiant and wondrous day of your only begotten Son, our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ, when he shall come in his glory to judge of all, to tender to each according to his deeds. May we not be found asleep or idle, but watchful and awake, eager to fulfill his commands and ready to accompany him into the joy of the divine bridal chamber of his glory, where is heard the ceaseless hymns of those keeping festival and the unspeakable delight of those who behold the ineffable beauty of your countenance. For you are the true light, who enlighten and sanctify all, and all creation sings to you forever and ever. Amen. We bless you, O Most High God and Lord of mercy, who are ever doing countless great and inscrutable things for us, both glorious and awesome, who give to us sleep for rest from our infirmities and repose from the burdens of our much toiling flesh. We thank you that you have not abandoned us in our sins, but have never ceased to love us, and though we were lying in despair, you have raised us up to glorify your majesty. Therefore we implore your incomparable goodness, enlighten the eyes of our spirit and raise up our minds from the heavy sleep of slothfulness. Open our mouth and fill it with your praise, that we may be able, undistracted, to sing and confess you, who are God, glorified in all and by all, the eternal Father, with your only begotten Son and your all-holy good and life-creating Spirit, now and always and forever and ever. Amen. I sing your grace, O Sovereign Lady, and pray to you to grace my mind. Teach me to step aright in the way of Christ's commandments. Strengthen me to keep awake in song and dispel the dream of despondency. Release me, bound with bonds of sin, O Bride of God, by your prayers. Guard me by night and also by day, and drive away my foes who defeat me. O bearer of the unfailing light, enlighten my blinded soul. O marvelous palace of the Master, make me a dwelling of the Divine Spirit. O Mother of the Healer, heal the perennial passions of my soul. Guide me to the path of repentance, for I am tossed in the storm of life. Deliver me from eternal fire, from wicked war, and from hell. Expose me not to the pleasure of demons, guilty as I am of many sins. Renew me, grown old from senseless sins, O Most Immaculate One. Present me untouched by all torments, and pray for me to the Lord of all. Grant me to receive the joys of heaven with all the saints. O Most Holy Virgin, hear the voice of your unprofitable servant. Grant me torrents of tears, O Most Pure One, to cleanse my soul from impurity. I offer the grounds of my heart for you unceasingly. Strive for me, O Sovereign Lady. Accept my service of supplication, and offer it to our compassionate God. O you who are above the angels, raise me above the world's confusion. O light-bearing heavenly tabernacle, direct the grace of the Spirit in me. I raise my hands and lips to your praise, defiled as they are by impurity, O all immaculate one. Deliver me from soul-corrupting evils, and fervently intercede with Christ, to whom is due honor with adoration, now and always and forever and ever. Amen. My most merciful and all-merciful God, Lord Jesus Christ, through your great love you did come down and take flesh to save all. And again, O Savior, save me by your grace, I pray you. For if you should save me for my works, this would not be grace or a gift, but rather a duty. Indeed, in your infinite compassion and unspeakable mercy, you, O my Christ, have said, whoever believes in me shall live and never see death. If faith in you saves the desperate, save me, for you are my God and Creator. Impute my faith instead of deeds, O my God, for you will find no deeds which could justify me. But may my faith suffice for all my deeds. May it answer for and acquit me, and may it make me a partaker of your eternal glory. And may Satan not seize me, O Word, and boast that he has torn me from your hand and fold. O Christ, my Savior, whether I will or not, save me. Make haste, quick, quick, for I perish. You are my God from my mother's womb. Grant me, O Lord, to love you now as I once loved sin, and also to work for you without idleness, as I worked before for deceptive Satan. But supremely shall I work for you, my Lord and God, Jesus Christ, all the days of my life, now and always and forever and ever. Amen. O holy angel, interceding for my wretched soul and passionate life, forsake me not a sinner, nor shrink from me for my intemperance. Give no place for the subtle demon to master me through the violence of my mortal body. Strengthen my poor and feeble hand, and guide me in the way of salvation. O holy angel of God, guardian and protector of my wretched body and soul, forgive me for all the insults I have given you every day of my life, and for whatever sins I may have committed during the past night. Protect me during the present day, and guard me from every temptation of the enemy, that I may not anger God by any sin. And pray to the Lord for me, that he may strengthen me in his fear, and make me his slave, worthy of his goodness. Amen. My most holy Lady, Mother of God, by your holy and all-powerful prayers, banish from me, your humble, wretched servant, despondency, forgetfulness, folly, carelessness, and all impure, evil, and blasphemous thoughts out of my wretched heart and my darkened mind. And quench the flame of my passions, for I am poor and wretched, and deliver me from my many cruel memories and deeds, and free me from all their bad effects. For blessed are you by all generations, and glorified is your most honorable name, now and always and forever and ever. Amen. Hail, Virgin Mother of God, Mary full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. For thou hast borne the Savior of our souls. Under your protection we run, O Mother of God. Reject not our prayers in our trouble, but deliver us from harm, only pure, only blessed One. Most glorious ever-Virgin Mother of Christ our God, present our prayer to your Son and our God, and pray that through you he may save our souls. O heavenly hosts of angels and archangels, pray for us sinners. O glorious apostles, prophets, and martyrs, and all saints, pray for us sinners. Pray for me, my patron saint, for with fervor I come to you, the speedy helper and intercessor for my soul. O Lord, save your people and bless your inheritance. Grant victory over all enemies to Orthodox Christians and protect your people with your cross. Remember, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, your mercies and bounties, which are from all eternity, through which you became man and will to suffer crucifixion and death for the salvation of those who rightly believe in you and have risen from the dead, ascended into heaven, and are enthroned at the right hand of the Father, and regard the humble entreaties of those who call upon you with all their heart. Incline your ear and hear the humble prayer of me, your worthless servant, as the fragrance of spiritual incense which I offer to you for all people. Remember first, Lord, your holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, which you have provided through your precious blood. Confirm, strengthen, extend, and increase her, and keep her in peace and forever proof against the powers of hell. Calm the dissensions of the churches, and foil the plans of the power of darkness. Still the raging of the nations, and quickly ruin and uproot the risings of heresy, and frustrate them by the power of the Holy Spirit. Save, O Lord, and have mercy on our government and the armed forces, and all in authority throughout the world. Protect their power with peace, and subdue under their feet every enemy and foe, and speak peace and blessing in their hearts for your holy church and for all your people. Grant that in tranquility we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in true belief, in all piety and honesty. Save, O Lord, and have mercy on His Holiness Francis, the Pope of Rome, on our Metropolitan William, on our God-loving Bishop John, and on all Orthodox patriarchs, metropolitans, archbishops and bishops, the priests and deacons, and all who serve in the church and whom you have ordained to feed your spiritual flock, and by their prayers have mercy on me, a sinner. Save, O Lord, and have mercy on our Father Miron, with all his brethren in Christ, and by their prayers have mercy on me, wretch that I am. Save, O Lord, and have mercy on my parents, my spouse, my children, my brothers and sisters, and all my relatives and my neighbors and friends, and all the members of my parish, and grant them your worldly and spiritual goods. Save, O Lord, and have mercy according to the multitude of your bounty on the monks and nuns and all living in virginity, devotion, and fasting in every place of your dominion. Lighten their burden, console them in their afflictions, and grant them strength, power, and perseverance in their struggle, and by their prayers grant me the remission of my sins. Save, O Lord, and have mercy on the old and the young, the poor and the destitute, the orphans and the widows, those in sickness and sorrow, misfortune and tribulation, those held captive or in exile, and on those of your servants who suffer persecution for your sake and for the Orthodox faith, and on all those who have asked for our prayers, unworthy though we are. Visit, strengthen, comfort, and heal them, and by your power quickly grant them relief, freedom, and deliverance. Save, O Lord, and have mercy on those whom I have offended or scandalized by my madness or carelessness, and whom I have turned from the way of salvation or have led into evil and harmful deeds. By your divine providence, restore them again to the way of salvation. Save, O Lord, and have mercy on those who hate and offend me and do me harm, and let them not perish because of me, a sinner. Illumine with the light of grace all apostates from the Orthodox faith and those blinded by pernicious heresies, and draw them to yourself and unite them to your holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. Remember, O Lord, those who have departed this life, Orthodox patriarchs, metropolitans, archbishops and bishops, priests and deacons, monks and nuns, and the laity of the Church, and the blessed founders and benefactors of all churches and monasteries, and grant them rest with the saints in your eternal dwellings. Remember, O Lord, the souls of your servants who have departed in sleep, my parents and all my relatives according to the flesh. Forgive them every transgression, voluntary or involuntary. Grant them the kingdom and a share in your eternal joys and the delight of your blessed and everlasting life. Remember, O Lord, all the members of our parish who have departed in sleep with the hope of resurrection and eternal life, and all Orthodox Christians who lie here and in all the world, and with your saints give them repose where the light of your face shines, and have mercy on us, for you are good and the lover of mankind. Grant, O Lord, remission of sins to all our fathers and brethren who have departed before us in the faith and in the hope of resurrection, and grant them memory eternal. It is truly right to call you blessed, O Theotokos, who are ever blessed and all blameless, and the Mother of our God, higher in honor than the cherubim, and more glorious beyond compare than the seraphim. You gave birth to God the Word in virginity. You are truly Theotokos, you do we exalt. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and always, and forever and ever. Amen. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. God be gracious to us and bless us and shine your countenance upon us and have mercy on us. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. The Father is my hope. The Son is my refuge. The Holy Spirit is my protection. All Holy Trinity, glory to you. Lord Jesus Christ, our God, through the prayers of your most pure Mother, of our holy and God-bearing fathers, and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us. Amen.